The Essential Ernest Holmes, Chapter 1. There is one life. The Farer. I know that poets, seers, and those they call the avatars, embodiments of gods, declare they know by other means that there exists another world beyond. They say it was revealed to them, or to another who stood behind another whom they knew. The mystery, they say, has been unsealed unto a chosen few. But I would like to know what I myself can know. I crave to know the meaning of great words. I ask that life may be defined. And what is love? Perchance I too can grasp a key that opens up the door and for myself unveil the mysteries. Or I may hear a voice beyond earth's hearing, or see a presence which shall reveal to me. I know in part at least the sayings of old faiths, religions great and small, and creeds and creeds and creeds. I shudder here within my lonely room. Complex and dread, how often they affirm damnation, each to each. From them no answer comes to me unless something stirs within me, and I hear a voice from out of the void, if such there be. The Scribe. His mind was spinning like a whirling wheel that comes to rest by chance yet never moves beyond its orbit to a higher plane. He seemed himself to be upon the wheel, bound there by dread necessity and fate. He knew the wheel had spun and once again had come to rest upon the same old shibboleth, a form to hide the emptiness that lies in ancient mystic abracadabra. Though folly passed from age to age and through 10,000 years of tonsured heads, it still is folly at the end. 'Tis so with truth, but how am I to know, though truth or false? He laughed at this, a bitter laugh. How now, O timeless Sphinx, he said, thou face inscrutable, cold, calculating, cruel question mark, who dost bestride the ages like a god? Will Delphic speech break from thy sandstone lips to shatter all silence of the ages? The Farer. Perhaps I am myself the Sphinx, the dumb unblinking stone that broods but does not think. O God, if God there be, O soul of souls, I cannot bear the hollowness and pain that fills my heart with loneliness and grief. How can I bear the emptiness of ignorance? I want to know, and know I know.